I've been having a big think. Here in Australia, we've been talking about the marriage equality survey for so long. We're at the coalface. It's been very, very hard to step back and have a think about how the rest of the world might be perceiving it. And when I saw that, of all things, the Empire State Building in New York got lit up in the colours of the rainbow flag to celebrate the results of yesterday's survey, I thought, well, how is the rest of the world seeing it? And I made super producer Harriet go out and have a bit of a look around and see what is being said in news publications around the world. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's been a whole lot of coverage, actually, over the past, I guess, 12 hours or 24 hours, I suppose, from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the BBC, even Chinese news outlets such as Xinhua have been covering the same-sex marriage debate in Australia.
And what's the tone been like? Has it been mostly positive?
Yeah.
Has it been a bit of a what, only just now kind of? Or, you know?
Well, mostly it's been positive. Like, the headlines have been Australians endorse gay marriage, ensuring Parliament bill, Australia votes for gay marriage, clearing the path to legalisation and decisively supporting same-sex marriage. So, I mean,
who was that?
That was the New York Times, I think.
Fantastic. That one.
Yeah,
yeah, cool.
So it was, there's been mainly positive coverage, which has been really great considering, I mean, you know, it's hard for Russians to interfere with a paper survey. So that was one of the quotes in, I think, the New York Times article, which I had a good chuckle at.
That's actually quite hilarious.
It was pretty good.
So my favourite weird coverage I've seen is the Mirror out of the UK, which came up with a gallery of rainbow hairdos
that
you could do to celebrate what they called the gay marriage vote.
Oh, wonderful.
What the hell? Like, that is honestly just bizarre.
Yeah,
anything more serious,
weird,
I think?
More serious, I guess there's the New York Times. They sort of focused more on the divisions. So, I mean, there was a high turnout and the unequivocal result sort of amounted more to a rebuke of Australia's more conservative politicians, which was quite an interesting take.
That is an interesting take.
I mean, they are the New York Times, so they do have reporters who are quite in-depth here in Australia and embedded in our political reporting institutions. But, I mean, I think they also focused on how late it is in coming, which is, you know.
No, I think that's really important. I was actually quite curious to see how much the world would do it. I saw the Independent, one of their columnists, who apparently is a displaced Aussie and expat, his column, and this is the full headline, "As an Australian who had to go to New Zealand to get married, I can't believe it took us this long to support equality."
Wow.
And I'm like, that is some righteous anger, and
yes.
I do not blame you, sir.
No,
I do not blame you
at all. And, yeah, the New York Times also focused on Ireland's same-sex marriage vote in 2015, which is, it was quite a similar sort of situation there, and also a similar result. It was around 60%, I think.
Was it over there? I didn't realise.
And in 2015, they also mentioned that Slovenia rejected a law legalising same-sex marriage, which, you know, is an interesting fact, but not super relevant.
I actually didn't know that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not actually gone into depth and seen sort of where it's still not allowed. Bearing in mind, still not technically through here.
Correct,
we've just got a members bill. Now, the Evening Standard out of the UK as well, they took a look at something which I'd missed because we were here listening to the result being read out on radio. The ABS actually had an Auslan interpreter there who apparently became so overcome with emotion she started crying while doing the interpreting.
I heard about this.
Had not heard about that.
It was
the
wonderful.
That is really beautiful.
And she was, I think she was interpreting in Auslan at the same time, and then she was apologising in Auslan saying, "I'm so excited. I just can't. I keep making mistakes, but it's only because I'm so excited." So
that was really, really
sweet. What a lovely lady.
Anyone else worth talking about?
There was the Washington Post. Like, I mean, among other takes, they noticed that the mood was more of a relief rather than exhilaration when the result was announced, which I think was quite a common feeling.
Yeah, really good point. And a few people have called this kind of bittersweet more
exactly.
than anything else. Yeah. So I'll end up with my favourite take, which is the Hurriyet Daily News. I was unfamiliar with it. It's from Turkey.
Wonderful.
Pink dollar boost to Australia economy after gay marriage vote.
Wonderful.
So they've gone straight for the economic success story of this. None of the human rights. Not interested. Economics all the way.
How bizarre.
Harriet, thank you so very much for that bit of research.
No worries.
Appreciate it.